give God the highest praise. Acknowledge sing a hymn always, and all the people say
come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, yeah, that's right. It is Wisdom Wednesday. Come on, y'all. Put your hands together. Y'all, come on in the room. Come on in the room. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. He's coming. He's coming. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back. We are back. It is Wednesday. Man, couldn't be more excited to be here right now. It is Wisdom Wednesday, December 14th, 2016, and Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. Man, look here. I am excited about today's broadcast. As y'all can see, it's been a while, but I'm in the studio all by myself. That wasn't the plan, but sometimes things just happen. But once again, I am in the studio all by myself. It wasn't a plan, but they just, bless the Lord, hallelujah. We're going to get, well, I was. By the time we come back from a commercial break, we're going to be all right. But we are good. We are good to go. We good to go, man. Just going to give him a minute. We're going to get our co-host together a second to catch his breath. Go over there and get you some water because you look like you need it. Right, go. Oh, my God, this is going to be special. I'm too excited, though. This is going to be good, man. It's been a while, but we got a great show for you. Let me give you the rundown real quick on how you can contact the show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of the show. If you're already on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of the show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you're on social media, so are we. Simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you there. Also, if you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way as well. Let me see if I can fix that. Okay, yeah, I got that. All right. I'm going to get it together in a minute. We're going to fix that. But again, tweet the show at TTLO Radio. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way as well. The live streams are up and running. Y'all know the routine. Taking the Limits Off, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. Also, if you want to watch us on Ustream, ustream.tv, do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there as well. And last but not least, iTunes. Go to your iTunes account, hit the subscribe button for the podcast, Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Hey, y'all, look here. I'm going to take a real quick break, right, because we was already on break, but I'm going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get the show rolling. We're going to have some fun, y'all. It should be all right. Y'all ready? And when I say quick, I mean 30 seconds. That's all it's going to be. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO.
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546, or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
Well, y'all, I guess the Lord is still in the blessing business.
Yeah,
look at you. Just moving on back over there. So what?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, if y'all, for those of you who have been here, and I don't know, it's been a minute. You know, he travels and he all over the place. You know, he passed through in the church of 5,000 out there in the ground. I'm just put that. You don't want that?
No. Y'all
about 500.
Yeah, that's
500. Got 5,000.
That little Lord pay their tithes. You be 250. Praise the Lord.
Anyway, y'all, in the house with me today is the one, the only, the pastor, the good cardinal of the ether way. Oh, Lord. The good pastor, the cardinal, Michael Bernard Henderson.
Bless your bones tonight. Bless your bones this evening.
Where you
good
been, man?
To see y'all. Huh?
Where you been? Tell the people, because I get asked all the time, where you at? So explain. You got 3 minutes while I fix this light over your head.
Go ahead. Y'all, one of the problems is, y'all, so you all know this is the tis the season to be jolly.
Uh-huh.
So I work for the store, which will remain nameless.
Right, they ain't paying them.
They ain't sending no offering in here. And they don't need nothing else. But anyway,
right, right.
You all know it's the season. So, and it's so hard to get people to work. Lord Jesus, yeah, listen, we've gone through about 4 or 5 cashiers already in a month or so. But anyway, so Wednesdays sometimes are the only days I have off, beloved. And I have so many things to try to get into to on Wednesdays. And then traveling from LaGrange over here, that's a whole different task. But I said, y'all see him fix that.
Right, right. We do stuff, we right. You know, just like in the back.
Now, if he get electrocuted.
Right there, I'm going to be right on your head.
All right. If he get electrocuted, you know, it ain't my fault, Sharon. God bless you, Cornelius Paul. I know you're giving away toys today. Hey, Deborah. Hey, have you? Deborah. And Tanya, that's your bones tonight. I was in Baltimore and she was talking about today is pastry day or someone else was talking about.
Right. So that's where you've been?
Yeah, I went to Baltimore on Thursday night and came back in town on Saturday and had to go to a meeting on Saturday. In the midst of the meeting on Saturday, it snowed.
Okay.
Then I had to go to the Russ College alumni. Now, listen, Russ College alumni, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, they gave me a party. You hear me?
Didn't you post some pictures?
Yes, I did. They gave me a party.
Okay.
Way on 83rd and Cortland, way over there. So they gave me a party over there, and I had to go over yonder. And then we didn't have service long on Sunday because it got back to snowing, so we had about an hour service. And supposed to go somewhere else, but I went to sleep. And so that's what's going on.
So you've been a little busy.
Yes.
How are things down at the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange?
The Second Baptist Church of LaGrange is doing well. We are not. Now let me ask you something. Are you all having Christmas service or you all have Christmas Eve service?
We're actually having Christmas Day service.
Okay. Now, at the Second, we are having Christmas Eve service.
Okay.
It's called Christmas at the Second.
Uh-huh.
And I do have a couple of people who are voicing their opinions about, well, Pastor, you know, we've had Christmas service in the past. Well, I ain't been the pastor.
Okay.
Can we weigh in on this? I know I'm going to take over the show.
No, you go ahead. I just want to know, what's your, okay, because I have my thoughts on it too now.
Yeah. I just think that Christmas is the Lord's Day. Okay,
right.
That society has set aside.
That's right. That's the day that right. That's the day that we've been given. That's the one we don't. That's the one we're sticking
with.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, and I know, because I know people have family that's traveling in this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought was, and because this is how I put it to the church, I said, beloved, it don't make me no difference if we have it on Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, the day before. I live across the alley. Okay. I don't have any children.
Okay.
No grandchildren.
Right. So it doesn't affect you.
It doesn't
affect you
me.
Like it would affect other people.
Other people.
You're thinking big picture.
Okay. And so it doesn't make me any difference. And I just said, well, let's try to do something a little different. Let's have Christmas Eve service from 6 to 7:30.
Okay.
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 I had a few people, well, you know, we've always had service on Christmas Day, if it was on a Sunday. We haven't had Christmas on a Sunday in 7 years.
At least 7.
I think it's been longer than
it's
that.
It's probably because I think it's because of the leap years we end up skipping.
Yeah.
So I think it's been longer than that.
I think it's been longer than that. We haven't had in a long time. I think since I was passing in Mississippi then. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's something that, and the new pastor, Bishop E's son, is also at Apostolic Church of Morgan Park.
Okay.
They're having service on Christmas Eve.
Okay. Well, we
here at the kingdom.
We talked about it. Well, I'm not going to say we talked about it. We talked about it briefly, and they made the decision to have service on Sunday morning.
Okay.
And my thought process behind it was, if you were going to do that, do it early then.
Yes. I mean, don't know they're having 11 o'clock.
See, my thought process is get rid of Sunday, or just get so we're doing the absolute reverse. we're getting rid of Sunday school, period.
Okay.
And we're still starting service at 11 o'clock.
I didn't see
that's
that.
Good.
That's not feedback. That's Parks that Tanya put in on the thing. Parks is here.
Dr. Simone's tonight.
The Cardinal is in the house.
Bless your bones, beloved. How are you tonight?
How are you doing, my brother Dana?
I'm good. That wasn't me.
Well, this me.
I know who it was, man. It was the Cardinal, man.
Well, listen, if you having service on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve,
we're going to try to fix it. Hold on, Cornelius. We're going to try to get this feedback because we're trying to get you in so people on Facebook can hear you. So hold that thought. We'll bring you back on in a minute. All right.
When I tell you, you can ring my bell. Ring my bell.
Stop. Anyway, so we're moving our service. Our service is still starting at 11 o'clock. They're just not having Sunday school. Don't look at me. I just preach it when they let me. what? Yeah. So that and yeah. Now see, I understand New Year's Day. That's the first Sunday of the year. I get that.
I'm having a New Year's Eve.
So you're doing white service.
I'm just having it at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7:30. Because it was either or.
So New Year's Day, you're not having service either.
I'm not having service New Year's Day.
So the first Sunday of the year, you ain't having service?
I moved it to the second Sunday. It was either or. Because, again, children, it didn't make me any difference.
Okay.
Okay? So, now, if they said, Pastor, we're going to have service on first Sunday. Oh, okay, we can do that. I don't have any problems whatsoever. The whole thing about it is, I am a younger pastor thinking young because I'm trying to get my young folks to come to church.
Mm-hmm.
And I know good and well, if I let them children go to the Drake and to the Hilton and to everywhere, they ain't going to be in nobody's worship service on Sunday morning. So I'm trying to catch them before they get there. So I'll see them from 6 to 7:30.
Pastor Parks, I think we got you back in. You there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
So
okay.
What time is you having church on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Actually, I'm going to do Christmas Day. This is my theory on it. I was really considering as well, but I realized that you got the old and the young, and mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep it at 11, give them an opportunity to open up their gifts early and get to church. Give them an hour and 15-minute service and get them out of there.
Sound good to me. Okay, what about New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
We never do New Year's Eve, so that wasn't a no-brainer for me on that one because the neighborhood I'm in is not good for New Year's Eve service.
Okay.
And so I mean, first Sunday of the year, you know, you got to have it there. And truth of the matter, people going to come or they're not. You know, right now, Sunday services is just like that too. People coming, people not.
Right.
So, you know, but I understand where you're coming from on that Christmas. I toiled with that for a while. I really did. But I felt that, okay, just get them in here. At the regular time, no Sunday school. That's a good idea, Dana. No Sunday school, and just have morning worship, and you know, cut the fat.
Well, yeah, my thought on it again was, and because I don't even recall ever being in all my years in church, mm-hmm. And I'm sure, like you said, this ain't the first time Christmas has fallen on a on a Sunday.
No.
But
I
don't recall being in church on Christmas Day. I don't, and it could have been a case where maybe we had it and my mama just didn't bring us.
That's possible.
Uh-huh. Or if they did have it, it was early in the morning. Like, for instance, Easter or Resurrection Day. I won't get in no trouble. But Resurrection Day, we have two services. We have a sunrise service at 8 o'clock in the morning. I believe it's 8 o'clock. Y'all help me if I'm wrong. 8 o'clock in the morning.
6 is a sunrise.
Well, we call it sunrise service, but it's 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. Don't get me started. But so we do that, and then we turn around and have the regular 11 o'clock service, Resurrection Day.
Wow.
So my thinking is, okay. if if on Resurrection Sunday you can get me here at 8 o'clock in the morning, then you can do the same thing on Christmas and have an 8 or 9 o'clock service, be here for 90 minutes and go home. Go ahead, Parks.
Are them two different crowds, or is normally the same crowd?
It's the same folk. The same. The only difference between the Resurrection morning service and the Christmas morning service is 9 times out of 10, your seniors who get up before sunrise anyway gonna get up and they gonna come. Okay. The ones who got a ride, and your children 9 times out of 10, you got to fight them to bring them.
Yes, Lord.
Because if I got some stuff under the tree, look here. I mean, you know. I get the whole significance of this, that, and another, but it's one of those things where I think you need to look at historically what you've done. Like in your case, like your people let you know that this is something y'all have done before,
mm-hmm.
and you know here you come flipping over the apple cart.
but don't tell me after 2 months after the meeting.
Oh Lord, okay.
Okay, praise the Lord.
They can't. Oh, why they can't see you? Cause he over there in the, I move the camera. You talking about Facebook Live can't see you. I fix the camera. Yeah. So anyway, said back the camera. No, I got this, man. I'm good. Y'all slow down. The camera got moved. We was taking pictures of him on Monday. Anyway, so what else is going on? How are things at school?
Y'all pray for me. I got so much. Last time Christmas, I believe, was on Sunday. It was 2005.
Wow.
From the looks of it.
2005. Wow.
Yeah, I believe it was 2005. I got so much wick I need to do. I had to tell them, listen, y'all give me an eye so I can complete this hip. Because, see, like me, on Christmas Day, because, you know, my family was here for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a Thanksgiving person than I am Christmas. I ain't going to. I'm going to go to the movie to see Fences, to the show to see Fences.
I'm done with the. What's going on with school?
Okay, school.
Thank you. Get back to the school topic,
okay,
please.
Okay.
Lord have mercy. He ain't been here so long, I got to walk him through.
Y'all pray for the pastor for school. Because yeah.
You're going to get your doctorate, correct?
Yes, Lord. And I got so much work I need to do. I need to be doing work right now while I'm talking to you. I needed to be doing wet. And then, listen, the semester start again in January in 3 weeks. Pray for the pastor. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Okay, so Park.
Because I found that ghost rider. But anyway,
go ahead. Park, your toy drive is today, right?
Yeah, so what it is, the drop-off day, man, we down here now at the church and
mm-hmm.
got tables filled with toys, and we're just going to be here from 12 to 8, giving persons the opportunity to come down, drop it off. Also, we're connecting it with our wrapping party. So we're going to, as the toys come in, and we already have big boxes of toys here now,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to start wrapping them up per age group and then gender. And we get cookies, hot chocolate, apple cider, coffee, and all that stuff. Then we're going to do some lunch for those who come down to volunteer. So we got a lot of people coming. It's just that there's a big gap because I understand people have to work and things. But, man, the Lord is blessing, man. He's doing a great deal, man.
That's good. And people can drop off. They can drop off their gifts or financial contributions or donations. Where can they do that at?
Yes, they can drop off the gift at 746 East 75th Street. That's First Bethel, 746 East 75th Street, Chicago, Illinois. Or they can do a financial contribution through GoFund. It's on my page. Or look up ParksNoop@gmail. Or you can do PayPal as well under the email of parksnoop@gmail.com as well. And so, or Cash App. Everything is under the same email.
Mm-hmm.
There's many ways you can do it. And when you bring, if you're dropping a toy off, you can have it wrapped or unwrapped. If you have it wrapped, please put the gender down, male, female, or even unisex with
mm-hmm.
the age group. If it's from 0 to 5 year old, then 5 to 10, and then 10 or above. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's how we're
awesome.
Breaking it down. Man, my brother, it's people all over, and this is not just the Illinois, Chicago thing. I have people all the way from all over California, Texas, Florida that have partnered, New York, that have given towards this campaign, and it's awesome, man. I stepped out on faith. I sent it to Steve Harvey. I sent it to LeBron James. I sent it to, man, listen here. They can only do is one or two things, ignore it or so. I sent it
right,
to Joe
right, right.
Man, listen here. Hey, I sent it out there and said, okay, Lord, whoever gets it and have the heart to do it, we're going to have it get it done. So, man, I'm excited today, man. I'm hyena happy, elephant proud. I mean, hyena happy,
flamingo
proud, elephant delighted.
Well, listen, when I get off the ether wave, I'm going to send you something from Second Baptist. So we'll do that.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
You can do it straight through PayPal or whatever.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And then we got some other, like, people are bringing stuff because I'm thinking I might come in and see if I come over, make my way over that way sometime this afternoon. How long are you going to be there this afternoon?
Man, I'm here to 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. I'm here all night, man. I got to do. Yeah, that's one of the sacrifices you got to make because I understand people work schedule and, you know, there's no telling what time they can get through here. So I want to make sure that we're available to them to be able to be a blessing. That's my whole concern, to be able to be a blessing. I have many people, man, you'll be surprised, the retired NFL players, man, have stepped
in. Do us a favor, Parks, since you have able to do it. People probably missed the information that you gave and where they can donate. Why don't you take a break while we keep going and put the information in the Facebook comments so that people can just know.
We'll
put the link.
I stay on.
What I'm saying.
One of my
or have somebody
do
it. That's good.
Yeah,
whoever just
have
somebody put it on the live feed so people can see it and click on it and do whatever they're gonna do from that way. Okay.
Right now. Yes,
cool. Good work. Anyway, y'all. So did y'all hear? Let's move on a little bit.
Uh huh.
Did y'all hear about Alan Thick then passed away?
He done gave up. Show me that smile. Show me that smile. Don't wait another minute. Oh, you're crying. Yeah, he done died. No way.
What was the name of the show? exactly.
As long as we got each other.
Right.
What was it called?
What's the name of the show?
What's the name of the show?
See, you're
I can see
he's singing
y'all.
The theme song, but don't know the name of the show. What's the
Growing Pain?
It was Growing Pain.
I
think it was Growing Pain.
Yeah,
now he wrote. Yeah. Now I heard this on the way in. He wrote the theme song
right.
for Growing Pains and for Facts of Life.
And for Wheel of Fortune, the original one.
Oh, see, now I did not know that.
He said until Merv Griffin took some of it and made it.
Oh, something else. Yeah, man. He was 69 years old playing hockey.
With his teenage son,
but he did something he's done all along. And had a heart attack.
You know, they're Canadian.
They are Canadian, absolutely.
Yeah, Canadian.
Yeah.
I said, teenage son. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
God did it again.
69 old teenage son.
God did it again.
What? Look, what's that that old Italian dude? I think he's still alive, the actor. Oh, God. What is his name? No, I think he just died, the other one. Tony Randall. He was popping babies out there. He was 80.
Yeah, and Celine Dion's husband. He was
old too.
He was very old.
He was old too. We got to eat.
With money.
But she had her own.
What?
She has her own.
Yeah,
but Renee,
she sure got her own now.
Oh, she got plenty.
Oh, ha, ha, we'll go on.
She
tonight.
Got.
Ha ha, we'll go on.
Oh, God. We got an email. This is from Mama McCurtis. You know, Mama McCurtis had made some.
Don't you talk about nothing that money that made. And you see.
Let me read the email. This is true about the singers getting up early. I could have come early as done with the sunrise service on Easter. It would have been nice to have an earlier service, but I'm sure the process wasn't thought through. Hey, I'm reading the email because I don't want nobody to say I said this. This says, was it mentioned at all? I ain't saying all that. That was something else. All right. So, yeah. right. We done read too much. All right. So I agree. We could have had an earlier service.
I want to know why TCLO ain't had no Christmas gathering.
You know what? I'm gonna let Tanya handle that.
Tanya,
because first of all, make sure I don't say the wrong thing. Negro, can't nobody find you. So
listen, if there's a gathering, let's make sure it's on Wednesday.
No, we had it Monday,
Sunday evening.
We had it Monday.
Yeah, we had a small one Monday when the Uncle Remus woman was in here with the
kitchen. Oh, and didn't invite Pastor.
Where was you at?
I was at work.
Exactly.
So I would have took off for the chicken meat. For an hour.
Well, we really didn't know the chicken meat was coming. It was
well, I think, I believe Pastor Paz and Ella Dana and Devrin and Tanja
And Sharisa.
And Sharisa.
And the deacon.
And the oh, yeah, show up the deacon. I got something new for him. Because I got something for you. I think the Twinks, nah, because see, I'm all.
Oh, here we go.
I'm all. We got to put together on time. I think between Wednesday and Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday next week, we need to have some kind of gathering. Or Saturday.
I bowl on Saturday. Actually, you know what? I am, this is, hold on, let me think about that. Because I believe, I need to check, because I don't think we bowling on New Year's, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. I don't think we bowling. So I might be off. I'm not sure.
So you're bowling this Saturday?
I know I'm bowling this Saturday.
What time this Saturday?
Oh, at 2 o'clock. I bowl from 2 to forever.
From two to close. Okay.
But I'm just saying, that's this Saturday. But I think Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, those days, you know.
Yeah, I think we need to have a holiday party. I'm for it. And depending on what we're going to have, what we're going to have, you know, I'm open. Y'all come to my house if you want it. Don't make me know, never mind, you know.
You cooking?
I can. Don't you get it twisted. I didn't get it off Moses.
You didn't do what?
I didn't get fed by osmosis.
It wasn't
better. Let's put it together.
Yeah, I think we. Yeah, you invited. You all are invited to 17 Sawyer.
Don't put your whole address on over the ether.
It don't make no
difference. You're in the city. You're in the city, though.
They know what he just said it up. It don't matter.
Y'all come, you know, we can get it together, or we can go to some rescue rack. You just come stay, you know, pay for your own. You know. Praise the Lord. Either or, it don't make no difference. We need to have some kind of gathering. Listen, Second Baptist, we're having our, the leadership Christmas gathering.
Oh, okay.
Red something,
Oak Brook.
Yeah.
Red, I know the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Redstone.
Yeah,
not Red. Is it Redstone?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Red.
Somebody else picked it out. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, I can always get my sister, who is a chef, to come and cater food for us.
Okay. Let me read this real quick. For those of you all who are not on Facebook Live, Pastor Cornelius Parks, the tour drive information. First Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, 746 East 75th Street, Chicago, Illinois, from 12 o'clock today until 8 p.m. There's a GoFundMe account and a PayPal account. Just look for the email address Parks Noop, PARKSNUPE. That's the last time you'll ever get me to say Noop. @gmail.com. Right.
Noop.
sound like Navi.
You know, the next time we come, all need to wear our paraphernalia.
Oh, you know, he never held up his end of the bet.
Who?
His phone. I hear static in the phone.
What happened was, when
you remember the bowling event?
Yeah.
What you want?
He lost.
Hold on, I got a visitor right quick. What's going on, man?
He got to do counseling. Now he got to do the spirit has come in the room. He
come back later. We just rapping today.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's do this because, okay, Pops, I will, but now see, that means that, see, Dana's a professional bowler. That means he needs to bowl with his left hand.
Oh, hell
no. Straight up.
You agree with me, Pops?
Yeah. No,
okay.
Yeah,
my
this
left
this
hand.
Thing. Let me
tell
you this.
My left
listen,
hand, really?
Dana,
yeah.
Cardinal, I knew
yes.
Dana was going to win. There was no doubt about it. No
okay.
doubt about it. I knew it. I'm not complaining. I knew it, and I'm going to pay up my bet. But I love to see Dana, because Dana got a bowl, and, you know, when he bowl, he got two dances. One, he kick his leg out to the right and do his hand like Michael Jackson, and you ready to do that move.
Okay.
Man, Dana got, I'm talking about, I guess I learned, and I started watching some bowling. Our bowlers got them a little move after they released the ball.
Here we go.
Especially when they think a strike is coming.
Okay, so now why don't we do this? Okay.
Here we go.
I'm off work Monday at 9-ish.
Monday? What Monday? This coming Monday?
This coming Monday. 9-ish. Or what day you want to go to the bowling alley? You have to bowl left-handed, though. Because you're a professional bowler.
Okay, we're going to move off this bowling thing, but let me just say something real quick.
Okay. Are you ambidextrous?
No, I'm not
ambidextrous.
What word did you just say? This is the show where we tell words.
Because
we've been drinking Marlowe around here for a long time. Have you ever had a red wine called Merlot?
Of course I have.
No, Merlot.
Yeah, Merlot. Not Marlowe. Merlot.
Fox drinks Merlot.
Merlot.
Yeah, Merlot.
I personally like Malbec. If you will.
Oh, you like Malbec?
I
know some people that like Malbec.
You know what? We ain't going to talk about this. Because I got something for y'all. But anyway,
I made a mistake and said the name wrong, man. And I pronounced it Merlot. And that man looked at me like, what is that?
What is Marlowe?
I just wanted to know.
Like, that's a sweet name, Marlowe.
I wanted to know what it was. I ended up knowing. So.
Well, listen, don't be like my friend. He said, I have a Cartier watch. I said, Cartier? I said, oh, Cartier.
No, he didn't say that.
He said, Cartier.
I got a Kenneth Cole watch. I got a Kenneth Cole watch. All
right. I got Kenneth Cole.
You know what?
No, Michael Kors. I'm sorry. It was Michael Kors.
Michael Kors.
Yeah. And a mother came up to me and said, Pastor, who gave you that Martin Luther King watch?
You know what? See? This is why right now.
They got the Martin Luther King watches, you know?
Man, she see the MK. And said that, who gave you that Martin Luther King watch?
That Martin Luther King. They walk around here with that Martin Luther King.
I got something for y'all. I just got a text message, right? I got a text message that my little niece got pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And the way her mama spelled pneumonia,
N-E-W-M-O-N.
The way it sounds.
She spelled pneumonia, N-E-W. M-O-N-Y-A.
I'm done.
I'm going to screenshot it and just send it for us. Man, I almost died laughing, man. Talking about your niece got pneumonia.
I am so done. What's not coming through? Dana Miller. Oh, okay. Let me speak to the people on Facebook. I'm sorry, y'all. Tracy McFadden, God bless you. Yolanda King, God bless you. Tracy.
Yolanda.
Hal Washington. Hal D. Washington.
I said,
didn't we barely? Pastor Washington. He was on the show. He's a new pastor over here on the west side.
What church?
What's the name of Pastor Washington's church? Y'all know I don't remember nothing. Felicia Martin, Marissa Williams, God bless you. Alicia King, what's going on, cuz? Leslie Kelly. And Dana Miller, God bless you. All right. So, y'all done threw me off with all this crazy. Look, y'all, we're going to take a break when we come back because I want to make sure we get out of here at the right time today. Folk got stuff to do. So, we're going to take,
right.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into this conversation. Y'all, we'll
Let
be right back.
This before you take a break.
Go ahead. Come on, Park.
I'm going to have to log off because I got work to do and got people coming
in. Go do your work, man.
But thank you for throwing it out there, and I appreciate you guys for supporting the cause. It's going to be amazing, and you all will receive testimony. And I'm also going to send you the screenshot of that text, pneumonia.
All right, Parks, man. We appreciate you, man.
All right.
Stay good. All right. Look, y'all, we're going to take a quick break, y'all. We got to handle some stuff around here. When we come back, we're going to jump right into some conversation, y'all, okay? Y'all stay blessed, man. Look at TTLO. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Hold on.
Let's see. Yeah.
What you say now? What you say now? What you say now? In the city, in the field. What you say now? What you say now?
That's on me, because the mute button. I'm sorry, y'all. Those of you who are on TTLO, I'm sorry. I had the mute button still pushed off. I'm in here talking all by myself, talking to y'all on Facebook Live, but not talking to the rest of the people. So sorry, so sorry, so sorry. That was on me. That was my bad. I'm not sure what happened. I wasn't paying attention to the thing. The mute button was pushed, so, you know, I'll just leave that alone.
Yeah.
Anyway, It's unfortunate that that's what we don't take better care of ourselves, and it's in a lot of ministries it's not something that's stressed, that's pushed. It's not something that's pushed that we don't it's not something that's pushed from leadership to take care, because you're burying people all the time.
And they go on vacation.
Yes.
And take you, which I'm learning to do, especially after this Christmas season, take one day to just be at the house.
Yeah, there needs to be a detox. We do all these physical detoxes,
mm-hmm.
you know, running this stuff to clean our bodies out because we're too lazy to work out. So we do all types of detox and this and that and cleanses and all that. Sometimes you just need to cleanse from location.
Yes. Yeah, leave the house.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
For a couple of hours.
Or even, you know, even if it just, you know, if you can afford it, just go get a room and be gone for the weekend. Take a couple of days off. If you can't take off a weekend, take some days away.
I think everybody needs a day at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Or a day away from the house, because If you're at the house, you can find everything to do. You can clean up this, move these books over here, and books over here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get a day. Bye. When you come, I'll be back when I be back.
Yeah.
As a song. What I was saying is one of my good friends,
mm-hmm.
Pastor Rodney James, passed away.
Yeah.
Pastors in Miami, Florida. Didn't wake up. I know he's always had some health challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing major.
But he was a young guy.
Young guy. No, he may be 45. That's young.
That's young. What you trying to say, man?
Young.
That's young, because I'm 46. So
the Lord, I got to understand, man. I ain't going nowhere, so I'm well in my hundreds, and I'm going to be jumping. I'm like, hey, I don't want that. Oh, yeah. Now, I ain't going to be pastoring. I won't be maybe preaching, sitting out in the office. Help the preacher, Jimmy, that soon close. Help him. I'm going to be in my right mind, clear voice, all my bodily functions. Praise the Lord. Thank Jesus. If I could beat my grandfather, God bless his soul, granddaddy will be turning 89 in July. And he has a little bit of Parkinson's, just a little bit of Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
But mind is sharp, talk jump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm satisfied with the Lord. If I'm able to get up, feed myself, clothe myself, do all these things, hey, am I right, man?
I made a simple request to the Lord. I said, if I make it to 75 and I can steal two things, if I can spell my name and wipe my own behind, I'm blessed.
Well, now you know that.
If I ain't got to have nobody do that for me, I'm good.
Now, mind y'all, in Dana spelling his own name, have y'all ever seen it right?
You know what? See, that's where we on. Okay. That's where we at.
You seen him right?
We back on this. I thought we were saved up in here. I thought.
Yeah. Them nuns crack your hands a whole lot.
Yes. Time. Yes, they did. Every day.
That's why it's...
Sister Armello, Sister Rutherford, and Sister Joanne Williams. Weekly. Weekly. And other stuff. Yeah.
But
we got weapons.
I think they need to go back to penmanship because these children don't know how to write their name in cursive.
They don't know how to write or spell. Wow. Because we're not teaching it.
Yeah,
we're not. Let me not say when I'm not going to say
I've
never,
never been a good speller, no way.
Okay, okay.
I remember I spelled was the way it sounded. W-U-S. That's the way it sounds. Phonetics. Come on. Walk with me.
I can't walk with you.
Yeah, you got to.
I can't.
I'm like that.
But did you spell pneumonia like, what did I do? Did you spell pneumonia like,
I spelled it with an N.
Like, what you call his auntie? I'm done. I ain't gonna look like that though. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She spelled new, and then you know you say the word Sonya, she just put an M there, Monya. New Monya. My whole life just changed based on
that's
that.
The way it sounds.
That's what it say.
New Monia.
Takemia Jones, we're going to pray for you. Whoever, that's what her name is right there.
New Monia.
New.
Not P-E-N. E.
Just N-E-W. M-O-N-Y-A.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
And somebody going to name their child that. New Monia.
You know what?
Pneumonia.
I'm done.
But anyway, I want you to pray for his wife. And,
he has three children.
Has three children.
Wow.
Twins and one child left. But I mean, leaving behind. Yeah, it's just the whole thing about who you leave behind.
And the ministry, you know. And a lot of times we don't even think about, you know, we can be so selfish. And I don't think it's intentional.
Yeah.
But we can be selfish in the church where we think about, okay, yes, he's leaving behind the family. But we forget about the church,
yeah.
Or vice versa. Or he leaves that church with no shepherd, but then we forget about the family.
That's
so
right.
It's all encompassed because you're not in it by yourself.
And then I think it's the whole thing about it because his wife is from Miami.
Okay, okay.
He's from South Carolina.
Okay.
And so I think he's the only boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it's going to be, as a matter of fact, so I need to start getting myself together because I know I'm Miami bound for this one.
Yeah, that's probably going to be, right before Christmas. My
right
God.
Before Christmas.
My God. Well, you know, I had a Sister McCurtis, the deacon's wife, I believe their mom passed. It's been some years, but I believe it was right before Thanksgiving, if
yeah,
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And those are the, I mean, you know, people are going to go when they're going to go. But it's like it almost, because I know some people now who had family members die closer to, quote unquote, certain holidays or whatever, and those holidays are, for them, they're ruined.
Makes them very numb.
Yeah, and they don't even want to participate in anything. They kind of just kind of, you know, lay back. Folk don't even celebrate Christmas because it's like, you know, granddaddy died or mama died or somebody died around their time frame. So, wow, that's good. So we definitely want to add, at the end of the show, we definitely want to make sure we keep the James family in our prayers. You know, we're going to jump on this article, y'all, because this is good. This is good. Again, we apologize. That was my fault, y'all. I didn't realize the mute button was still pushed for those of you listening on the radio. So apologize for that. But look here, we're going to jump right into this article. Seven ways Satan tries to destroy a church. He says this. The writer is Ron Edmondson. He says, be serious, be alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for anyone he can devour. That's 1 Peter 5:8. He says this. He says, I'm not a pastor who is constantly looking for Satan behind everything that goes wrong. Blame the devil. I concentrate my attention on Jesus and encourage others to follow Jesus and not to focus on the defeated one. He says, we are to keep our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith. Yet, I'm fully aware Satan loves to destroy or attempt to destroy a church. Obviously, Satan is a limited being, and God's church is secure. The gates of hell should never overcome what God started. But Satan certainly loves to disrupt the work of God's church and the work of those who love the church. Here are seven ways Satan tries to destroy a church. You want to take that first one then, sir?
Sure, church conflict. Satan loves business meeting.
Lord, we got one next week.
That get out of hand, or when two church members have disagreements inside or outside of the church.
Mm.
He or she loves
yes, Lord.
When the church members argue about trivial things, such as color of the carpet, or big things, such as whether to add another service, worship styles, or pastoral authority, doesn't matter to the evil person. Show he or she a potential argument, and he or she's willing to stir the fire, and these days he or she may use social media to do it.
Church conflict.
I can't stand. Well, you know what? You know, back in the day, pastor didn't have but one church meeting. That was at the end of the year, wasn't it?
You know. See, now we used to have two business meetings a year.
Okay.
We had two. And then at some point it shifted to, I think under the last administration, it shifted
every
to
quarter.
Four. Once a quarter. Yeah, one every quarter.
Okay, one every quarter.
And it's actually the one every quarter, and then there's a fifth one.
Three quarters.
It's four quarters.
Four?
Yeah. Because you got
every month.
Yes, that's pretty much yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we actually end up having five because there's one at the very end of the year, which is really a business/calendar meeting, and then there's a meeting at the very beginning of the year to close out and approve said budget going forward for the rest of the year. But church conflict it could be some of the messiest stuff. And I like what he said because I just experienced this myself. Trivial things such as the colors of the carpet, or big things as to whether to add another worship service. You know, little bitty simple stuff as the you know y'all wearing robes because it's communion. Like the communion gonna be less holy because we ain't got a robe on. Or you know, you wearing this, or you're doing that, or you know, I'm gonna do this or do that without any. And here's the deal: it's only a conflict when you only address it when you have the opportunity, like you said about the thing with the Christmas program. Y'all had a meeting 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Nobody said nothing. And now here we come a week before Christmas. Now everybody got an issue.
No,
but
don't do that.
But you see what I'm saying? So a lot of conflicts come from poor communication.
Is it poor communication or poor listening skills?
It could be both.
I know the problem right here is, and everybody else bringing in their own thing, and of course
I'm
going to go through this.
Yeah.
I mean, something about what color the carpet going to be. It's going to be a darker color because it's going to be better instead of us paying all the time to get it
So we can't have no white carpet.
No, white carpet. This ain't Daddy Gray's shirt.
Who?
Daddy Gray's
shirt. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
I don't know these people.
Okay.
Oh my God. And then social media. I think that's one of the good and bad about social media is when you go on to social media and you have a disagreement. And then you take that said information, and now you make this passive aggressive post.
Yes, passive aggressive.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
This post with all these innuendos and everything else that you put it out there for everybody to read, and the person that you put it out there for probably don't even see it. Don't even see it.
They don't care about it.
Right.
They don't want nobody to like.
Right. It'll made you mad. Tore your day up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how they go. Let's keep going. The second one says, staff or volunteer burnout. Again, we're talking about seven ways Satan tries to destroy a church. Staff or volunteer burnout. The writer says, Satan loves to burn out a church volunteer, staff member, or even a pastor. If he can make them feel they are no longer needed, their work is not appreciated, or they no longer have anything to offer, he feels he's winning part of the battle. He loves to spread the lies of discouragement and unworthiness.
This is the reason why.
Come on.
We have to have appreciations and things for people who volunteer.
You really should.
I'm thinking about it right now. I need to have something for the people that work in the food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Because they volunteer.
It is a volunteer job.
It's
and they do it. And I know the work they do. I see what the ones here do. I know
it's
the work.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
In the food pantry.
And dedication.
Oh, my God.
And you have to be consistent for it to be successful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
One of my deacons, the one you call Pimp Deacon, the head of the night.
Yeah. Old school player deacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deacon,
he got a pep walk, too, y'all. Y'all got to.
Yeah, I do.
All he needed is a cane. Look.
Has been having some chest pain.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So he's been in the hospital. And then the other fellow that works with him, he's been out with some pain.
Oh, wow.
So Monday, I got to call Pastor. Can you go up to the food pantry? I said, I have to go to work, but I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work in the food pantry. Just setting up is number one.
Yeah.
And then making sure, because I am amazed at how some of us, try to get everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We do.
Yeah. If we said three peanut butters, we want four.
Oh, absolutely. Ain't nobody going to miss this fourth one.
If we say three chickens, you want 15. We say one dozen eggs, you want the whole box.
Eddie Murphy said it best. Give a Negro a rope, he want to be a cowboy.
He want to be a cowboy.
Danny Miller says, I grew up in the Baptist church where they fought all the time in the business meeting. What church you was at, Danny? I know what church you are. Okay, let me stop. Somebody is always trying to kick the pastor out of the church because they didn't agree with him.
And listen, y'all,
come on, Pastor, talk.
I want people to understand that the pastor is the main worship leader.
Mm-hmm.
So if the pastor changes something in the bulletin, it's all right. If there are no bulletins,
it's all right.
And listen, again, one of the deacons came to me, and I noticed this when I first started pastoring at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about probably not with Reverend Williams, probably with Reverend
Murray
and with Reverend Horton.
With Miller.
With Reverend and with Reverend Miller, okay.
Mm-hmm.
When did they come out at the beginning of service?
They were always already out. They came out during devotion. During devotion.
Did you ever pay attention at how it seems as though the crowd shift? I mean, the whole service kind of shifts when the pastor's around.
It depending on his or her aura, the atmosphere he or she brings with them. Yes, you can tell. Let me say this, because Kingdom has always been a staunch, very, for lack of a better word, stiff type of atmosphere. You didn't really notice much because that's just how it was. It was even keeled. If somebody got happy, we got scared. Like, what's going on with over there? Is she all right? She went, okay, all right. But I've been to other churches where the praise, you know, they could be in the middle of devotion or say praise and worship, and the pastor is not in the room, and the crowd is into the praise and worship, but then the pastor comes out with that same praise and worship spirit. And now all of a sudden, those who were sitting down say, well, wait a minute, if my pastor up, I need to follow the leader.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, because the whole aura changed. And
it should.
And it should. It should.
It should.
My thing about it is, if the Lord said, because the Lord does talk.
Pull that mic up just a little bit, please.
The Lord does talk to those of us who listen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If the Lord says, all right, we're not doing this today. All right, we ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be trying to throw the pastor out because we ain't doing it. Rumor spreading. Satan is a minister of dissension.
Uh-huh.
He or she likes to plant little seeds of a juicy story about someone in the church or community, sometimes even the pastor or staff, and watch them quickly spread.
Mm.
The version, of course, usually grows to a larger portion than reality.
Mm.
Satan likes this, too. If you're tempted to repeat something you know you shouldn't, the enemy will make sure you find an opportunity. Church gossip.
My God. That's just the truth in itself. You can't even ain't no fighting that.
Ain't no fighting
because
that.
folk will they gonna say what they wanna say. They gonna they gonna say all type of stuff. They gonna make up stuff. That's because you left clicking with your right hand and stuff over there. There you go. That's one of the. I think that's a thing in churches where the only way you can kill it is to address it.
Yes, you have to. So
you have to. And if people are saying things, because here's the deal. If somebody is saying something about you, I think you need to be, first of all, if you care, see, because now if you don't care, you're going to just run with it. And whether you say something to anybody else or not, you can, whatever. But if you care about the person that's being talked about, you bring it to them.
Right. And I agree with it.
You bring it to them. Uh-huh. And you say, look, Doc, I think you might want to address this.
Yes.
Because right now this is the thought process. This is the mindset.
Yes.
You know, it's just like here, you know, like even here at the church, you know, now that you know this whole process is in the process of starting.
Because Reverend is gone.
Yeah, he's gone. October 31st.
Okay.
Yeah. So now that the process is in the process of about to start, because it ain't started. Yeah. We just pray. Now that the process is about to be in process, people are now starting to come and Dana, can I talk to you for a minute? You know, can I give you a little advice? You know, can I say this to you? You know, yeah. I mean, you know, and that's fine. I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm listening.
And I'll say this: 85% of it has been very constructive.
Yeah.
And I get that. You know, because you know the biggest thing that people have said to me is why you always got a frown on my face.
And because you can't hide your emotions.
You know what? And I told him, and somebody asked me this before. I had a member come up to me before all of this happened, year or so ago, and said, "Why?" She said, "You know, I'm so happy for you, but why your face be so frowned up when she said?" She said, "I know you don't stuff just ain't right," but I said, "If you know it ain't right," and I told her, "I said, you know what it is? I said I'm allergic to mediocrity. It just makes my cheek."
My left cheek. That's it.
It's just starts to itch.
And the problem with it is, Dana, is, and watch this, here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
They know better.
I said that. I preached first Sunday this month.
Yeah, you did.
And I told them at the end, I was giving an illustration. I said, everybody mama done said this to you once or not, one time or once or twice. When you know better, you do better. You should.
But you know better.
You know.
But now, you know what? This is what I take into account.
Okay.
I take into account of the overlapping of lack of leadership.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because it is a true saying that when the cat's away, the mice will play.
Mm-hmm.
And when there is the overlapping
mm-hmm.
of the lack of strong mm-hmm. leadership,
mm-hmm.
because again, mind you, we came up under pastors. And if you were walking too much, hey, baby.
While they was talking.
Put her in the seat.
Right. Right.
I know what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, and
well, the pastor didn't have to because the ushers wouldn't allow you.
No.
You couldn't.
Pastor, I mean, these are simple things that you know.
Yes. Yes.
So since you know it, you'll do it. Go ahead. Business. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you just, I'm just saying, this is the foolishness. Yolanda says, people gossip in their everyday lives, and that behavior carries over into the church. Amen. Amen. Absolutely right. Let's go. Numbers is number three or four. This is the four.
Uh-huh.
Busyness.
Mm.
Satan loves to distract churchgoers with a plethora of activity which produce little results in kingdom building but make people feel they've done something. He loves programs. Let me read that again. He loves programs. One more time for the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He loves programs, activities, and full calendars. Can I say full calendars? We got a calendar meeting on Monday. Full calendars. If they keep people busy in the church, so they never have time to share the gospel outside of the church. And he has been known to guilt people into staying busy, so they never rest and eventually burn out, then fall out altogether. You just talked about this.
It's on my nerves.
Yeah.
We grew up, Lord knows I grew up. First Sunday was something, second Sunday was something, third Sunday was something, fourth Sunday was
always
something, fifth Sunday was something.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go home. Go to the house.
Every other week, the choir got to go sing somewhere. You remember them that?
Yes.
Every other week. I'm sorry, every Sunday, and you don't even know where the choir was. We got to go sing over here, and then we got to go. Every invitation come to the church, you ain't got to accept.
And then, believe it or not, I'm trying to, because Second Baptist, I got out of that.
Right. You're trying to put them back in the fold.
Just a few. Like standard fellowship. Like, I prime example. Now, when is choir anniversary here?
Our choir's anniversary?
Yes.
I don't even know.
I don't even know.
I don't. I'm serious. I don't.
Okay, prime example. When is Men and Women Day here? Men Day.
March 3rd. It's been historically third Sunday in March.
Okay.
Yes.
So
we are, and we fellow, and there's some churches that we automatically
come third Sunday in March.
We know they're coming.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what happened. We moved it.
I remember because he had to
preach somewhere in north somewhere, and folk who normally come couldn't come. Because they keep us on their calendar
for that particular day.
Yes.
And I believe that standard fellowships are still good.
Yes, but you have to
standard fellowship.
Yes.
But now don't be throwing in the lace handkerchief day. Why are we doing that? We just doing this because you know.
Not First Lady Hat Day.
Not First Lady Hat Day. Not Pastor Black Suit Day. You know. I mean, come on, children. Come on, let's do standardized fellowship. But anyway, all right.
Let's see. I keep being interrupted with see, Priscilla, I'm so sorry. Let me apologize. Priscilla's watching on Ustream over here. Let me make sure it's still up. She's watching on Ustream. But see, Priscilla, we're using the free, can I tell a little business? We're using the free service. And part of the free service on Ustream means you got to watch commercials. See?
Bye.
See, if we was paying for that service over there, you would get it free. But we using the free until you know. Now we got some possible sponsors in the working. We may change that up a little bit. But for right now, I'm sorry. That's why you get the commercial. But what I do know is when you get the commercials, it come back. You still you don't miss anything. It comes right back to where it left off. So we may be a little bit ahead of you. Whatever you're hearing. So just wanted to put that out there because I saw her email. Bless you for listening and watching, though. We really do appreciate it. Erica Fleming says, I just joined the conversation. What exactly were we speaking on? Erica, today's topic is, maybe it's not in the heading, but it's seven ways Satan tries to destroy a church. Seven ways Satan tries to destroy a church. We're going to keep the conversation going. You want to get this one? Lies.
Talk about it. Yes. Satan attempts to interject what is often called a half-truth, just a hint of false doctrine, and then watch it disrupt or divide a body.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we all know half-truth is really just a cleaned-up version of a bold-faced lie.
My God.
But Satan is clever enough
to
disguise a lie in a way where false teachers gain entry and do damage before being discovered.
Mm.
The enemy also loves to condemn you, convince you you all never, measured up and remind you of all the things you did wrong.
Mm.
He or she is not afraid to lie about God's grace. his or her unconditional love or the Spirit work in your heart.
Mm.
How many churches have been destroyed over a lie?
Yeah. Yeah.
And relationships.
Or in the process of being
a lie.
Of being destroyed because somebody decided and then too it goes right along with the previous one about the gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
Because you then help you tell me a lie or half truth because you mad at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take that and run with it.
And put some more on it.
So by the time it comes back around, what you thought you saw has been verified and added by and been multiplied by 10 other folks.
Yes.
On the other side. And then now you're having meetings about something that really was this. And it has now blown up into a mountain.
So, and believe it or not, of course, you can't never chase it down. You can't never.
No, because people are, you know, there are two words that can kill it, that can kill anything. It's called they say.
Yeah, they say. Who is they?
Yeah, I have always been amazed, especially me and my friends here, people that know me personally, my friends here, members at the church, they know this to be anything. If anybody comes to you, they know, and I said, this is how you end the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Go ask Dana. Because, see, they know. see, they come asking you that foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know you ain't gonna shut them up. You know, you because you're kind of you're kind of withdrawn, so you're not gonna say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just liable to just let stuff happen. But if you say, go ask Dana, they ain't gonna no, we I'm good, never mind. They'll be like, never mind.
Yeah, and what? And maybe I'm a little bit too blunt.
Well, yeah, that's that I've been called that. Let's go. The next one is, again, we're talking about seven ways Satan tries to destroy a church. Scandal,
okay,
not
watch.
The TV show.
Yeah.
He says, Satan loves when the church makes the news, especially if there's a good, juicy, gossipy headline in the local paper. If it will split, divide, or destroy a church body, even better. If it will destroy someone's kingdom calling or work, he'll take it too. He's striving for Christian leaders. He wants to destroy their reputation. The more people thought it was foolproof, the better.
Now,
come on.
What we call, because I'm still trying to get the wit of scandal.
Okay.
All right.
Can we give an example? You want an example of a scandal?
Because it's gonna go on to the next one.
Yeah.
Let me read the next one, and then we'll talk about it.
Right.
All right. Marriage and family disruptions.
Uh huh.
Satan loves to destroy any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But Satan, he or she,
mm-hmm.
also goes after key leaders' marriages, even the pastor's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he or she, be.
Mm-hmm.
He or she likes to encourage our prodigal children to never return home.
Mm-hmm.
He or she wants to cause families to fight within the church and
fight with the church.
And with the, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Satan knows that if he or she can destroy a home, he or she has a better chance of destroying the church.
Wow.
Let's talk about this.
Okay.
Because it's a scandal
mm-hmm.
if it's not you.
Yeah. Because when it's you, it's not a scandal. Because if it's a let's just use this for an example,
mm-hmm.
and I'm speaking hypothetically, a deacon in the church has an affair outside of the church,
yeah,
okay, and the church finds out about it, it's a scandal. Because now, and then depending on how the pastor treats it, the pastor says, I'm going to sit you down.
Okay?
All right. Now, let's reverse it and put the pastor in the same situation.
I agree.
Pastor has an affair or something outside of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor says, forgive me.
Okay.
I don't believe this is a time that I need to be sitting down. I believe I need to work through this.
Okay.
So it's a scandal for the deacon. It ain't a scandal for the pastor.
But now the question about it is, we've been having, that, if that's the case, we've been having scandals in the church all our lives.
Well, yeah.
And so I believe.
But see, that part of it, and it's not to belittle it, but that, unfortunately, in so many instances has become commonplace.
Yeah, it really has.
So now scandal actually means something larger.
Okay, good.
You know, something something larger, like somebody stole some money. Or
somebody found out that somebody
somebody
told
them. Yeah, because we've been stealing money for years too. Let's just be honest. But somebody found out about it, or you knew Mr. and Ms. Johnson fight like cat and dogs, but this time it was on news because the police had to show up, and now we know that Deacon so and so been whipping Sister so and so for the last now you got to act. Now we all acting surprised.
We're not surprised. We knew it.
Because when she get in church with her sunglasses on,
right,
talking about she got pink eye. Mm-hmm. You know, it ain't pink.
Oh, I'd have had, you know, I'd have had cataracts.
You know what?
And we've been knowing that Deacon so-and-so and Muscle so-and-so are alcoholics.
Yes. Or we've been knowing Deacon so-and-so and Brother so-and-so have been, you know.
Maybe for years.
Yeah. But, and again, this is why. This is why, and I'm not, and I really want to jump off the subject, but this is why when the whole marriage equality thing happened and the church went up into an uproar and almost went on the attack of the lesbian and gay community, I was one of the first ones to say, first of all, we're a little late.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a problem when he was on your organ. Or directing your choir.
Or serving in the kitchen.
Or serving whatever. It wasn't a problem then. But now that it's grown like wildfire, like they said, now it's a problem.
Well, you know, it's never been a problem at our church, no way.
Oh, okay.
It's been in the black vernacular.
Oh no, No. It because it was, but here's the deal too. It was always kind of in the 70s and 80s, because I'm talking about from my teenage years. We knew who they were.
We always
did. It was not something that was talked about ever.
That was Uncle Robin and Uncle whatever.
Right. Yeah.
They had a beauty shop.
Yeah, Cousin Cecil.
Flower shop. They work in the kitchen. Matter of fact, that's when everybody would come to eat because they knew they would. We're going so-and-so and so. Oh, yeah. Listen, flowers, what?
Right.
I mean, in our own neighborhood, it's been,
known.
Listen, I don't know if you can remember. I remember at a state church that will remain nameless that you and I both know.
Okay.
They had a male soprano for years.
Wow.
For years.
Wow.
And we knew it. I mean, it was nothing new. A male soprano.
But they knew it was a man, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't dressed as a woman, was he?
No.
Oh, but he was just a male soprano.
Yeah, but now
we also knew
what else was going on. Yeah,
okay. I follow.
4 years.
Wow.
So in our vernacular, it wasn't a big old, wasn't nothing big to be thrown out about. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing about scandal, and maybe I'm wrong about it. I believe sometimes the disturbance, and I know it's Satan, sometimes the disturbance brings us closer.
In some cases, it does.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when these things happen, because it shines a light on them, some of the light not publicly shines on you, but it makes you take a look and say, okay, wait a minute now.
Yeah, wait a minute. We ain't.
Right there. Look, I just ain't got caught.
Yeah, we ain't.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. So sometimes you're like, okay, well, maybe I need to take a chill, or maybe this thing, I need to take a better look at this particular situation.
Yeah.
And that's why I've never been one, as long as we've been on this show, when there's been scandals with preachers, big, small, or whatever, and they come across, the only thing you've ever seen me jump on is when was when that one pastor down south wouldn't bury that woman because he said she had been a member for 70 years, but she stopped paying her tithes, and then they wouldn't do the funeral. That's right.
And he
did
a woman.
Right, he did. Right, I would have drove down to wherever and got him myself. But when these folks have had issues, whether it be Eddie Long, whether it be Jamal Bryant, whoever it was. Because it's like, you know what? First of all, we need to stop putting people on pedestals.
Yes, and know that we are vulnerable to anything.
Right. Stop putting the preachers, pastors, deacons, whoever, the bishops, apostles,
trustee, cognitive,
whatever you are, first ladies, whoever. At the end of the day, look, we're all human. Yes, we are to be held to. I understand being held to a higher standard. Absolutely. But at the same time, I point at people and I often ask this question. Before you try to hold, are you holding yourself to the same standard? Are you at least meeting the minimum requirement before you call yourself uplifting where you believe I ought to be?
Yes.
Because a lot of times we quick to point the finger. You ain't, you ain't, you ain't, you ain't. And is anybody talking back to you to say, well, what are you doing?
Right. Exactly.
You know, so it's and a lot of times in church, and it's really only happens in the church when we're talking about deacons and trustees. This is the one place where those people have quote unquote some sort of authority.
Yes, because they ain't got nothing.
They ain't got nothing at their job.
That was job, right?
And they don't have any at home. So when they get on this board or whatever it is, this is their. I'm in here now. And this is mine. And they walk around jingling keys and doing all this mess. And they got more keys. I mean, you got 3,000.
Don't go to nothing.
Don't go, you don't even know what they go to. They was going to ask you for a key. It take you 5 minutes. Yeah. Right. You got the biggest key ring in the world. Dana Miller says, back in the day, we had on Sunday service, we had Sunday school, church service, 3 p.m. service, night service.
Y'all side.
During the week, there was Bible study, BTU, deacons meeting, choir rehearsal for all the choirs, seconds meeting. I don't even know what that is. All this stuff going on at the church, and nobody was getting saved. My God.
And I agree with that.
She says, and don't forget about the bake sale, the church tea. Lord, did y'all do that? We used to have a tea and fashion show.
Listen, you couldn't.
And the dinner service.
Listen.
We used to have a tea and fashion show.
Now, and I
what was
the
tea?
The tea.
What was the tea?
Somebody brought from downtown.
What's a tea?
We gonna have.
Is it brunch?
It's really supposed to be brunch.
Is that what it is?
It's really brunch.
You know, black folk, we would change the name. So it's brunch.
It's really brunch.
I never knew what a tea was because it was so much food down there.
That's for the women to do. That's some big time money raiser for the women's department.
You know, one of the funniest things, and y'all gonna remember this. One of the funniest things about the tea and the fashion show was these folks would go spend all this money to wear these clothes at the fashion show, and the tags, because they taking it all back Monday.
Yes, sir.
They would come in here. Wait a minute, with furs on, and look, they went down to the wee boats. Y'all don't remember that wee boats. They went over to the wee boats and then Bolton spent all this money on these clothes and then get mad when somebody done tore the tag off. Like, wait a minute, I gotta take that back.
That's why some of them just about that little gun.
And the guys here used to participate big time.
Really?
Hey, all the bros, man, yeah. Oh yeah, you get it, man, you can get a brother with a full leather suit on.
What?
Don't get me started. Leather. Right. Yeah, the guys over here participated big time.
All right, we got to pray.
Big time. Go ahead and pray for us, sir.
Now, God, we thank you, and we pray for my friends, the James family and the Preston family down in Florida. We pray for the bereaved families everywhere. We ask that you would give us strength for the facing of these days. We ask, God, that someone be helped by what we've been said on today and done. And, God, give us strength. God, I ask that you would bless those who are homeless, who have nowhere to go during this cold season, and those who are lonely and those who are without loved ones during this time. Bless us and keep us is our prayer. Bless Pastor Potts as he does something for the community. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. You got a comment. Felicia said, did they have all those services to keep people from sin?
No, they were sinning in church.
No, but you know what, though? I get her point. I believe they did try to have as much stuff in the church to keep you from being out in the street, not realizing people are going to do what they're going to do regardless.
You know what? Church was fun back then.
That's true.
It really, really was.
You really didn't mind being there.
Because it was fun.
Because they had something. Like, I was never one who participated in BTU or CTU.
I did BTU.
Yeah, because by the time, I never even knew what none of that stuff was. I didn't. But when I loved coming for what was called young adult choir rehearsal.
Yes.
It was some of the best times of my life being in that young adult choir. And that choir only lasted for 2 years.
But baby, we used to sing and beat tambourines and go at it. You hear me?
And look, it was nothing. It was nothing for you. Like now, you get so tired of wearing the same color. But it was like, man, we wearing our black and white or our red and black. Which one is it?
And then don't let the right church come over here.
Oh,
you don't know who's coming.
Right.
Hey, man.
You,
yes, sir.
That's when rehearsal go from an hour to three.
Yes, sir.
Because you know they're coming. You know.
Well, you know what they're gonna say.
That's how, when now we never, and I don't think we did, which is really unfortunate. We never fellowshipped too much with Christ T, and it's kind of scary that we didn't. Tabernacle Brunson. You lay right up the street.
Yeah, I don't know.
Give
some
thinking shit. No, I'm right. But we wasn't even finna be no kind of no. We wasn't even finna go there.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's like I would have loved to have like man just to like to have though. Now I remember when I was older and I came back here, and I was working with the young adults then, or the juniors as they were called. They weren't calling them young adults. They were all still teenagers. That choir was a bad choir. But when the choir from what's Hatches Church right down here on Washington and Kildare,
Pilgrim.
New Mount Pilgrim.
Yeah. Rev. McCoy was the pastor then.
They right. They had a young adult choir.
Grace it.
Oh my.
That's the church that had the male soprano.
Oh,
Dempsey.
That
Gracie and all them.
They had a quiet. Yeah,
yes, sir.
They come down here.
Yes,
one young adult. One youth.
Oh, yes, sir.
And a musician was late.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Did they not do Acapulco, sing it a cappella?
Him and she went over here at Mount Moriah.
Right? Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They had and Mount Olive.
Yeah.
Them children would come in there, fifty love.
And be deep.
I mean, and we were talking about, yeah, please, and they would never, listen, those.
Yeah.
What fun time.
Yeah, it was. You enjoyed it.
Life is stone. And all, I mean,
but and because after they left, look, you went to your music. Like, no, we going to learn that song.
We're
going to
learn that song, right?
We're singing that Sunday.
Find out.
We're
going to do that
right.
Find out who sing that.
Right, because you can, can you go buy the tape.
Yeah, we're
going to
get the tape.
Can somebody go get the tape?
Or get the album.
Right.
Who's going to lead it? Listen, those were fun. And believe it or not, I think, personally, in a sense, what happened was, and I know we're out of time.
No, we're fine. Go ahead.
The disintegration of the foundational churches.
Yeah, that did hurt.
When we start having the love centers and I mean all of this extra, we didn't have those. I mean, we knew where we were going, and I think the disintegration of the major line churches.
Yeah.
Is what made it.
Well, because you think about it, you went from having three or four churches in a 1 mile, in a 1 to 2 mile radius to having 10.
Yes.
So now you've watered down the product.
and then when you started the church,
yep.
Certain families, because
yep.
I remember before, and I don't know if you remember, before Virgil Brackett started pastoring,
yeah.
There was a whole bunch of them
yeah.
at Mount Vernon.
Oh, yeah, they were all at Mount, they were all at Johnny Miller.
No. Down here.
Oh, that Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
Oh, with Mentor.
Yeah, Cleve Mentor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For the album.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then that he did that and somebody else.
Because Brackett left there and went to I don't know if that was his father's church. He went to Original.
Oh, that wasn't his father's church.
No. He went to not New Morning. It was New Morning Star. It was
Original
Rising Sun.
Yeah, right there on Scott.
Right.
Yeah. And then and so some of the people left with it. But that was still an
That was before Raymond Word. Yeah. Right.
It still was a Sabbath. But now Raymond Word was a whole different.
That was him. Change it into a more, yeah, because
yeah.
they left that building because
uh-huh.
our old church, the church that I left here for, New Life, we were going to move into a Rising Sun's building.
Yes.
Because they were going to rent the building out with sound equipment and everything already ready to go. And our first lady at the time didn't like the color of the carpet.
Wait a minute. So, I mean, with certain things of that nature going on, but that, there's still a remnant of us who still believes in the color. I still believe.
But it happened with the choirs too, though. When we moved to praise teams, it shouldn't have been the destruction of the choir, but it did. And I think, and it happened because so many people, there were so many issues with choirs. And see, praise teams, in some instances, depending on your church, are cheaper to have because, see, churches used to buy the choir robes.
Yes, they did.
Churches were responsible.
But
yeah, some people did, or they at least chipped in.
Yeah.
So think about it. You got a 55-60-piece choir. A 55-60-piece choir,
that's a lot of
robes.
That's a lot of gabardine.
It's a, You did not say gabardine.
A lot of gabardine.
You did not say gabardine.
A lot of crepe.
And it don't breathe either.
I know,
Lord,
that's
have
a lot
mercy.
Of crepe.
Lord have mercy. Look, y'all, it's been an awesome show. So glad to have my brother back in here.
Shut on, sir.
So glad to have back. I'm going to talk to him for a few minutes after the show. Okay, we ain't talked in a minute. But y'all, it's been awesome. We hope y'all got something out of it. I know we had some technical difficulties. Again, I apologize for those of you on the Blog Talk side because that was my fault. There wasn't nothing wrong with the show. I had the mute button pushed and forgot to turn it back on. Right. So that's what that was. But anyway, y'all, it's been absolutely wonderful. And if you keep your look here, if you got to go through the city, y'all know they're crazy around here. Oh, man, I almost forgot. Real quick, prayers to my Red Team family. Stop the Violence, STV crew that I'm normally out there on the corners with on Wednesday. One of their own was shot and killed on Monday afternoon.
Wow.
So one of the very ones out there trying to keep the violence down got caught in the line of fire somewhere else and was shot and killed in the head. So I only knew him by face, and his nickname was Bookie. So, you know, prayers out to them. George, man, you know I'm with you. Just let us know, you know, what you need us to do, and, you know, we'll definitely be there, man, because he's always helping. So that's really unfortunate. But we definitely want to keep that family in our prayers, the STV family, the Red Team. Especially them. He actually came out. The last Sunday, not the last time I preached, but when the Red Team came out, he came to the church, man, to hear me preach. So that was the last time I saw him personally. So we definitely want to keep them in our prayers. But look, y'all, if you got to drive through these streets here in Chicago, look, y'all, do me a favor. Keep your head on the swivel because, folks, it's crazy. Y'all stay blessed, man. Look here, TTLO. We'll see y'all Friday. Bye.
Because anytime you sing about Jesus... How many of you know there's something about that name? There's something about that name. I want you to listen to it. And let's let the Lord bless us in this song.
happening right now. Something is happening right now. I feel it, Lord. I feel His presence. I feel His presence. I feel His anointing. Because there's something about that name.
Felt that. Hallelujah.